sentences in common media, allowing you to begin with the simplest and most regularly used words first, before moving on to the less used ones. So now, do you need anything else while reading this book? Yes, you may, as always. There are hundreds of thousands of more words out there, but these will certainly give you a head start on learning the language and getting closer to mastering it. Recommendations for readers of 2,000 most common words in German. Although we'd love to begin right away with helping you learn the vocabulary we've provided in this book, we've got a few tips and recommendations for getting the most out of this book. 1. An example you read can be transformed into an example you write. Why not try to practice the words we provide you by using them in your own sentences? If you can master this, you will not only be practicing your vocabulary, but also the use of verbs, nouns, and sentences in general. 2. Why limit yourself to 2,000 words? While you're reading this book, you can always find 2,000 more not-so-frequently used words and practice them as well. 3. Grab a partner or two and practice with them. Maybe it's your boyfriend, girlfriend, your roomie, or even your parents. Learning in groups is always easier than learning alone, and you can find somebody to practice your oral speech with. Just make sure they practice as hard as you do, since you don't want a lazy teammate here. 4. Use the vocabulary you've learned to write a story and share it with others to see how good or bad it is. Find help from a native speaker and let them help you improve. 5. Read the transcript while you listen to the audiobook. Reading while listening to the audio is what makes this too so amazing. You can download your accompanying PDF over at www.lingomastery.com/2kgeu. One more time, you can find your PDF over at www.lingomastery.com/2kgeu. Important note: all words in German are inherently masculine, feminine, or neuter due to grammatical rules used in the language. Even so, there are many words that can be applied to one or more genders, and which are more or less neutral for your use. However, there are some words that may only apply or be used for male, female, or neuter subjects. I've made sure to put masculine, feminine, or neuter after the English translation to save you any embarrassments. Make sure to take this into account when you use the words in the future. One last thing before we start. If you haven't already, head over to lingomastery.com/hacks and grab a copy of our free Lingo Hacks book that will teach you the important secrets that you need to know to become fluent in a language as fast as possible. Again, you can find the free book over at lingomastery.com/hacks. Now, without further ado, we can finally get started on our lesson. Have fun learning German!
Number 1. Ich. I. Mein Name ist Joachim und ich komme aus Berlin. Mein Name ist Joachim und ich komme aus Berlin. My name is Joachim and I am from Berlin. Number 2. Sein. To be. Es ist nicht immer einfach, vernünftig zu sein. Es ist nicht immer einfach, vernünftig zu sein. It is not always easy to be reasonable. Number 3. Sie. She, they. Heute möchte sie ihre Familie in Hamburg besuchen. Sie warten am Bahnhof auf Anna. Heute möchte sie ihre Familie in Hamburg besuchen. Sie warten am Bahnhof auf Anna. Today she would like to visit her family in Hamburg. They are waiting at the train station for Anna. Number 4. Der. The. Masculine. Der neue Nachbar ist wirklich sehr nett. Der neue Nachbar ist wirklich sehr nett. The new neighbor is really very nice. Number 5. Nicht. Not. Am Wochenende möchte ich nicht schon wieder schwimmen gehen. Am Wochenende möchte ich nicht schon wieder schwimmen gehen. On the weekend I do not want to go swimming again.